I'm VOA's Scott Walterman with your worldwide news update. New Year's celebrations have begun. The first to celebrate 2025 was Kiribati's Line Islands, just west of the international dateline. It became the new year at 10 a.m. UTC. New Year's celebrations will roll through the world's time zones, ending in two uninhabited territories in the Pacific, Baker Island and Howland Island. It will become New Year there at 11:30 a.m. UTC on Wednesday. A South Korean court has approved the arrest of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over his short-lived decision to impose martial law earlier this month. More on this now from Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang.
It's the first time an arrest warrant has been issued against a president of South Korea. It's the latest turn in what's become the key U.S. ally's deepest political crisis in decades. Investigators allege Yoon led an insurrection, one of the few charges for which a South Korean president does not have immunity.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. South Korea's acting president, Choi Sang-mok, on Tuesday appointed two judges to fill vacancies on the Constitutional Court. It's an effort, he says, to restore stability after the impeachment of his two predecessors. South Korean authorities also said Tuesday they were investigating the role of a concrete barrier at the end of Muan Airport's runway in the country's worst air disaster. 179 people were killed when a jet crashed on landing. This is VOA News. Russia's Gazprom says it will stop pumping gas through a Ukrainian pipeline to Europe on Wednesday. January 1st is the end of a five-year transit agreement, which has not been renewed. Ukraine is giving up about $800 million a year in fees from Russia. Gazprom will lose close to $5 billion in gas sales to Europe via Ukraine. Moscow has lost out to rivals like Norway, the United States, and Qatar since the 2022 invasion of Ukraine, which prompted the EU to cut its dependence on Russian gas. Russia and the Soviet Union spent half a century building up major share of Europe's gas market, which at its peak stood at 35%. But the war in Ukraine has all but destroyed that business for Gazprom. Russia's state-controlled gas giant plunged to a net loss of $7 billion in 2023, its first annual loss since 1999. Air Defense Forces in Ukraine's capital of Kyiv said they were repelling a Russian attack early Tuesday morning. More on this now from Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's Air Force reported a ballistic missile threat at 3 a.m. local time, with at least two explosions heard in Kyiv minutes later. Another missile alert was issued 5 hours later, followed by at least one explosion in the city. The Air Force also reported missiles and drones targeting several other regions of the country. Authorities in the northeastern Sumy region reported strikes near the city of Shostka, where the mayor says at least 12 residential buildings had been damaged, as well as two educational facilities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
About a dozen nuns performed hand chops and high kicks as they showed off their martial arts skills to hundreds of cheering well-wishers at the long-awaited reopening of their nunnery in Nepal.
Nuns are doing lots of different walks, and they also perform the kung fu.
The group of kung fu nuns put on the show to mark the institution's reopening 5 years after COVID-19 forced it to close its doors to the public. The group are members of a 1,000-year-old Drukpa lineage, which gives the nuns equal status as monks and is the only female order in the patriarchal Buddhist monastic system. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.